recording on the audio report.
Okay.
Okay, you must make a statement.
Before I call the meeting to order.
But after you call the meeting to order, you have to say that you have determined that an in-person meeting at this juncture would be impractical.
Okay.
Therefore allowing
okay.
us to Zoom.
Ready? Bart? Okay, sorry. Okay, good evening, everyone. It is Tuesday, June 23rd at 7:02 p.m. I'm calling the city council meeting to order, and I need to make a statement before we do roll call. I am determining that we are allowed to have a Zoom meeting, a video meeting, due to the governor's having us still in phase three, and we're not allowed to have gatherings of 10 or more people. I guess I'm required to declare that's the reason we're having a Zoom meeting, and if everything goes to plan, the next meeting will be in person because we'll be going to phase four. Now we'll ask for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Did I do that perfectly, Kathy?
Perfectly. Perfect.
Close enough, at least. Now, when Bart's ready there. Whoa. Not quite ready, Lisa. Sorry. Oh, there's an echo. Feedback. Okay, Lisa, who is in our office today, will call the roll, please.
Here.
Nolinski? Here. Solcher? Here. Bonhauser?
Here.
Reeder? Truewood?
Here.
Peterson?
Yes.
We have a call.
So thank you very much, Siever. You couldn't see me, but I did wave you when you said here. Thank you very much. Okay. Next on the agenda is, we have a quorum. We've already done that. No amendments to the agenda. Are there any presentations today? No. Now, we do have some exciting presentations we're going to work on once we get back to public meetings. I'm just so excited, but I'm keeping them a surprise. But just everyone, just be prepared. Public hearings? Are there any public hearings today? No. Okay. I see no citizens in the chambers here, so I will ask, are there any citizens out in Zoom video land who would like to comment on the agenda? I hear none. Next, Ms. Milshewski, are you making a motion to approve the consent agenda with the three items listed?
So moved.
Okay, is there a second? That's by Mr. Koch. So I will not read each one verbatim, but I will list as they are here. So everyone who doesn't have an agenda can hear. We have Public Works 20-2036, Rain Tree Village Unit 1, Lot 4, Plat of Easement. Authorized Administrator, Clerk, and Engineer to execute. 2041, Treasurer's Report for May 2020. And 2044, Required Reporting to Municipality by Yorkville Police Pension Board. Are there any questions or comments on the consent? Mr. Breeders.
I just want to tell Rob, great job on Treasurer's Report. Sorry.
Was that a motion to pull it off?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure. Any other questions or comments? Oh, and the other thing is I am required to do everything by a roll call. That was something I found out recently. So we'll do a roll call, please.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski? Yes. Bonhauser?
Yes.
I got that part.
Rula?
Yes.
Tangier?
Yes.
Koch?
Yeah.
Breeders?
Thank you so much. Next, I would like a motion for the minutes of regular city council of June 9th, 2020 approval. I think I heard Peterson first and Milshewski second. I believe I heard Peterson, I heard somebody. And your little square popped up, Jason, was that you?
That's me.
Awesome, okay. Any discussions, corrections? Hearing none, roll call please.
Cole?
Yes.
Milshewski? Yes. Funkhauser?
Yes.
Carrillo?
Yes.
Shamir?
Yes.
Bosher?
Yes.
Breer?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm looking for a motion to approve the bill payments as follows. Vendors for FY20, $401,718.86. For FY21, $615,704.41. Wire payments of $391,559.58. Payroll ending 6/12, $364,171.24. For a grand total of $1,773,154.09, please.
So moved.
Second.
Milshewski and Peterson, I believe, again. You two are on the ball today. You must have, like, something you want to watch on TV. Any questions or comments? Roll call again, please. Okay. Next, we have the mayor's report. And we have a couple items. Yeah, some of these items I might save for later. The ones I'm ad-libbing here. Yeah, we'll skip the ad-lib ones and we'll go right to the mayor's report. So we have in front of us an ordinance 2020-49 authorizing the mayor to act in civil emergencies. Is there a motion to approve? Do we need to take it off the... Do we have to take it off the table first?
No, we tabled it to a date certain.
No. Yeah, I think he's right. Damn it, I forgot. I was... Well, is that a motion to take off the table?
Motion to remove from the table.
I think that was a second by Frieders. It was. Okay. Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah, he's right. Okay. Roll call on the motion to remove from the table.
Yes.
Buckhauser? Yes.
Cherula?
Yes.
Champier?
Yes.
Bosher?
Yes.
Breeder?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Now, do we need another motion or is it back on the table now?
It's back on the table. You need
okay.
a motion.
So we don't need a motion.
You do.
We do need a
yeah.
motion.
Yeah. It's on the table. Now you have to move.
Okay. So I guess I'm told we do need another motion to act on that. So is there a motion to approve the ordinance 2020-49 authorizing the mayor to act in civil emergencies? Blocher, is there a second? No second? Motion dies for lack of second. We'll move on. I gotta make notes here. Okay. Next, Public Works Committee report. Is there a motion to approve 2020-21 Ordinance establishing a special service area number 2021, lot number 1, 4100 North Bridge Street, gas and wash, backup SSA. By Mr. Frieders. Is there a second?
Second.
I think I heard Coke first. Okay, Christy, are you out there somewhere? Is Chris? Oh, there you are. Could you just talk about this just briefly, please?
Do you have an SSA in place over the special area?
Any questions or comments? Mr. Frieders.
Yeah, just to reiterate, this is a good kind of SSA?
Yes.
Yes. Other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Yes.
Fletcher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Clark?
Yes.
Dolchinsky?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And Mr. Fletcher, actually, this is your report. I'm sorry, I stole that from you. You can continue. My consolation today. Okay, well, I'll continue then. We have Public Works 2020-35, a resolution authorizing the expenditure for SCADA upgrades through Metropolitan Pump Company, Romeoville, Illinois, in amount not to exceed $67,000. Mr. Fletcher, was that a motion to approve? Is there any motion to approve? Okay, I heard Mr. Frieders and then Mr. Funkhauser. Okay, Eric, do you want to talk about this?
Sure, this is the phase two of our 3 years of social upgrade and renovation protocol, the DCT wire to create an update network for our data system for reporting and for data gathering. We went with our vendor that makes our list.
Thank you. Questions or comments for Eric? Mr. Frieders.
Since you mentioned the second phase, what is the third final phase?
Country five lift station. It's such a big lift station that we have to break it up into three parts.
Yeah.
Are there other questions or comments? And what did you say again? How long will this take?
It's still not going to take that long. They should be all up and running all by fall, by late fall.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments? We'll do a roll call, please.
Chirula?
Yes.
Cantier?
Yes.
Fletcher?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Next, we have Public Works 2020-37, a resolution authorizing the repair of well number 8 and 9 water treatment plant cat iron exchange vessel. Is there a motion?
Second.
Boy, oh boy. Woo. Lisa, pick two. Tell me who, please. That sounds fantastic. Eric, would you like to explain this one too, please? And you said this would take a couple of weeks to complete?
Yeah, it actually probably at least 2 weeks, because it actually takes 7 days for the cure with final part.
Okay. Mr. Frieders?
Yeah, do you think now's the opportunity to go back to the 40,000 mile route and make the whole chain?
We discussed that with DEI, and he does it from DEI and felt that the particle was more than that. The bottom of there was really, really beat up and banged up, and then I don't further, you're going to be fine.
All right, and then the next question is, are you going to tell us next month if it's tank 5 and 6?
No, but I will tell you next year that the thing that people included on the bid, but that's what it is done.
You're killing it today, man.
Try it.
Other questions or comments? Roll call.
Chad here?
Yes.
Fletcher?
Yeah.
Frieder?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Coe?
Yes.
Nelshinsky?
Yes.
Buckhauser?
Yes.
Chiroulas?
Yes.
Washington here.
Thank you very much. Next, Public Works 2020-38, Risk and Resilience Assessment and Emergency Response Planning, Water Utilities, Professional Services Engineering Agreement. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
Frieders and Peterson. And this one, I'm going to have Brad talk about. Brad, are you here somewhere?
I am.
Thank you.
So the American Water Disclosure Act that was passed by the federal government in 2018 now requires all community water supplies greater than a population of 2,300 people conduct this assessment and then also come up with an emergency response plan. So there's a detail in the packet, what goes into it. Basically, from terroristic to natural conditions, tornadoes, earthquakes, etc. You got the resilience of the infrastructure. So the elevated tanks, the water supply, the evaluation of the natural infrastructure in the department, even the chemicals, the operation and maintenance. So based on the city's population, unfortunately, it's a federally indicated item.
Questions or comments? Mr. Frieders.
So basically, you have to expose every flaw in our utility.
There's an assessment of the assets and a discussion with the stakeholder group.
This information made public because you're essentially writing an action release script where you will fill in the subject of annihilation. So I'm just wondering if it's like, these are all our witnesses, please exploit them. What is public and what is private?
So the city has to certify that it's contained. So it does not have to submit it to the IEPA or to the USNPA. It has to certify completion of the document.
Good. Okay, so we'll have internal. This isn't something that's like shared on the website, right?
I wouldn't think you'd want it to be.
Thank you. Just give me confirmation.
Fair point.
Brad?
Good point. Mr. Funkhauser.
So we have to approve, basically confirming that this is completed. Does the council have to review, or does the council have any review of this document, or are we just authorizing this within staff, and staff will implement it, and once it's done, bring the certification approved to us?
Yes, we could proceed however you would like. Probably certain elements we can update the Home Works Committee on if you so desire. And then up to city staff and how they want to handle bringing it forward. Joel raised some good points. There's probably certain information that may not want to be brought up in the public forum, but there are certainly updates and some of the special points that could be had.
And that would be my question is this if the council does need to review it, is this something that falls under the emergency operations plan? Executive session privileges, or no? I guess that's a question for Kat.
Yes, it should. I don't know the contents of it. It would appear to be such that could be reviewed in executive session. When I get the document, of course, I would affirm and confirm that.
Okay. So we can cross that bridge once we get there.
Correct.
Please.
Your expertise with doing these reports, these studies, and with our staff knowing our system pretty intimately, is it something that you could recommend to be comfortable with going with the lower scope of services?
We're open to doing whatever the city council so desires. Maybe Eric would want to chime in. It's going to be the MROD, it's going to be a document for him mainly to use and other staff.
Eric, do you want to address that?
I try to explain why you went to the middle of the road. Obviously, if you're budget conscious, but I think the working document, the working product that comes out of that middle area will give us a much better direction for the future and kind of show us where we may need to go much more so than that lower end one. I think the lower end one. To satisfy the minimum criteria. And with our system now being that if our first large treatment plant was put online as well as three, what we're starting to get some age and we're probably in a good place to do this reassessment.
Mr. Frieders? Mr. Frieders?
Yes. Since this is something that is kind of actually not sort of a working document, is there going to be a procedure in place that kind of allows everything that we improve to then be re-implemented to this document so that it's not like something that you do and go, oh, darn, we should have kept up with those records. This is something we're going to be like making part of our procedures, right?
Correct. And then also, I do have a 5-year,
and then maybe next year, Brad will have the next time you need it, Brad will have enough like punches on his car to make it fine. Or we will like the low version because we've already done the middle of the road, right?
It will be much less than that if we do the middle of the road because the updates and upgrades will not be near as many.
Other questions or comments? None? We'll do a roll call, please.
Parker?
Yes.
Frieder?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Coe?
Yes.
Wojcicki?
Yes.
Von Hauser?
Yes.
Shirula?
Yes.
Campier?
Yes.
Well, that was an echo. Thank you very much. Economic Development Report.
Oh, no, report. That was me.
That's funny. I'm struggling too. Public Safety Committee Report.
No report.
You're meeting next month, correct, Seaver? Excellent. Admin Committee Report. I see you have something, Mr. Funkhauser.
Yes. I made a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the contingent for a decision of the notice of the termination of his participation in the Southwest Cross Valley Cables and Telecommunication Consortium and authorize the mayor and city participation.
There's a second. Tarulis, did you make a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. So, the idea of this motion was to get in as many multiple syllable words as possible. And since I can't pronounce most of those words, I'm gonna have Bart explain this.
All right, I'm gonna try to not unmute myself. Can everybody hear me okay through the mayor's computer? No, okay.
You want to come over here?
No, I'll just
okay.
Jump in there
real quick.
Yes, Frieders,
please.
So isn't kind of the approach of the school almost exactly like one of the things that we have talked about with the social inclusion, like being a liaison with facilitation scanners, software classes related to that stuff, and the same with the schools? Like, isn't that exactly what it's intended for?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get a smart aleck here, but doesn't it seem kind of counterintuitive to have something you can put these one apart before you try to do it again the exact same way that it was already intended to do?
I'm not sure I follow the logic of that question. I was answering simply as a yes from my experiences in consortium learning department, college, or school districts to provide an education curriculum for people to learn audio, visual, TV, tech skills. In fact, I'm familiar with a number of models on state from past professional conferences that I've been to where school districts have their own TV studio. They partner with the local government to provide public access TV. So it is a common model across the nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not necessarily concerned about that. You're saying like this was something that was already in place that was almost exactly what high school wanted to do. So it almost, and we had talked about these types of partnerships, you know, the first time I visited it back in like 2012 or 2013 or whatever. So I'm just wondering why it went to nothing. The college didn't reach out to high school and say, hey, you want this? Or like, why wasn't there any sort of like, it just feels like there was no conversation that ended. Monty backed out and like, all this stuff sitting there that we supposedly own, but we don't have any staff that can operate it. So now the school has to create a program to then use probably outdated equipment, or relatively outdated equipment, or end up spending more getting back up to snuff what everybody else is, based on the fact that we pulled out. I mean, I don't know, it seems like a strange linear pattern.
I don't think it had anything to do with this, the Yorkville's participation consortium at all. I know that the consortium as a whole has kind of been looking at different options and models for the past few years. Even after the city council's discussion, I think it was back in 2014, the last time we discussed it. I think the question needs to be posed to Bonzi. I don't know how abrupt the decision-making process was, or if it happened over a number of years. But that's probably an important question for the around the house.
Okay.
Not necessarily. All options I think are on the table at this point. So, if Yorkville High School is interested, maybe the service delivery model is that Plano and Sandwich residents come over to work, or maybe Plano and Sandwich as cities aren't okay with that and they want a partnership in their high schools. That would require more coordination with their school. Maybe that's something that we parcel out of all the assets. We have three cable consortiums, one in Plano, one in Sandwich, one in Yorkville. So I think all those options are going to be talked about by the consortium members.
Other questions or comments? Roll call, please. Discussed, and we have some parade options that we're going to implement. And also, Tim, in his infinite wisdom, has planned a phase three going away party, movie night, and Raging Waves this Thursday. Just perfect timing. So, Tim, I'll let you go forward with your discussion here.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We actually have two movie nights coming up. We have
Thank you very much. And you also are hoping to have some additional activities as we find out more from the state this coming up week.
Yes, please come to the Brookville Parks and Facebook page. We're pushing hard to get some in-person programming, live music, things like that. So we'll have more details to get finalized here very shortly.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Okay, is there anything from the Planning and Zoning Commission we need to be aware of? No? Okay. City Council report? Jackie, I've been watching all this stuff on TV and reading Facebook, and I saw how you coughed in your elbow. Very nice. I saw that. Very nice. That's good practicing. Excellent. Okay. So, anyone have anything for the City Council report? I should look over you, too. Nothing? City Clerk report?
No report.
Every time you all talk, you move around here. It makes me feel like I'm back in Woodstock or something. Staff report? Anything from staff?
No reports.
You moved again. Okay. Mayor's report. Well, Tim actually gave the 4th of July update. Just a reminder, the next meeting we will have in person here. Will not be a Zoom meeting. And also, there's really no budget update, is there? No? Rob, you didn't have anything? Okay. Additional business. Is there any additional business? None. Are there any citizen comments? Oh, very nice. Any other citizen comments? And unfortunately, we're going to have to save executive session until next meeting, so be prepared. We have this and some other items we do need to discuss. Maybe several lengthy discussions. But I'm sure none of you are upset we're not doing executive session, except for Lisa. Except for Lisa, of course. Okay, that's all I had. Is there a motion to adjourn? Oh, Mr. Frieders, I caught your hand. Go ahead. Okay, I'm delegating that. Make sure there's food for the next executive session. You want some brownies or something, Joel? Okay. Would you say salted brownies? Okay. Margarita. Okay. So, I'll go again. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
I heard by Frieders and second by Milshewski. All in favor, signify by aye.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all for this very quick meeting. Have a good night.